Begin transmission.
You are listening to Corellian Run Radio, your route through hyperspace to the latest news on Star Wars The Old Republic.
Hi, and welcome to Corellian Run Radio. This is episode 198, recording live Saturday, December the 2nd, 2017. Holy cow, it is already December. My name is Jason, and I'm joined by my co-host Mox. Howdy, Mox.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
And of course, we are live because it wouldn't be Corellian Run Radio if we didn't have a tech issue, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But we are muddling through, as they say, and hopefully we'll have no catastrophic failures and the group recording will work out so we can publish this for all the fine folks that aren't here in our chat room. Speaking of our chat room, welcome to everybody. Happy to have you guys here. Thank you for joining us and hanging out with us for a little bit.
Hello, chat room. Yes, the audacity of the situation indeed. Pendrakos, Jim, 24 fan lover, Savage Zen, and of course, the Godfather Swator. Volk is in the chat room, plus many others. I see Chase is also in there. So thank you guys, one and all, for being here.
Hey, JT.
Yo.
So if Volk is the godfather of Swotor.
Yes, he is.
And he's a content creator.
He is.
Does that mean he makes videos that you cannot refuse?
Exactly. Of course he does. He has a great website that has a lot of new changes that you surely cannot refuse or go to.
Yeah, he just upgraded that. Again, like second time in a few months. So, you know, good for you, Volk.
Volk.com, head owner of there, guys. Well, not right now, but after the show, maybe.
Well, they can look at his, browse his website while they're listening to us.
Can they multitask?
Most of our viewers are capable of doing
it. I can't, so that's me. So, and Merry December to you too, 24 fan lover. It is. Holy cow, Mox, can you believe it's December already?
I can't believe that, you know, we have this episode, but then the next episode, we will be in a post-episode 8 era.
I know. And then we get to spoil it for the movie for everyone, right?
Yeah, we will. What we're doing. Like, spoiler cast on the Saturday of the release. No, we're just kidding.
No, we're not. Sort of.
Maybe.
So what have you been up to, man?
Oh, man, I've actually been playing a lot more Swotor in the last couple weeks. I have...
I know, you're always in there, man.
I know, I've been trying. I have made an effort to get all 8 classes to 300. I did the 4 mirrors, and all, but I had, you know, not by design, just by my playstyle, they all happened to end up on the Imperial side, as I think I mentioned the last episode. But I've made an effort now to get the pub side ones up as well. I got to Sork over 200. I had a character boost, so I used that and made a gunslinger, and she is now 70, so I went from 60.
You used the new Master Dicron then?
No, I had a previous boost.
A traditional
boost. And I, I did, like, I don't know, 4 weekly missions in the dailies areas and got her to, maybe it was 5, and got her to 500, or to level 70, and then have been just doing a little bit of flashpoints. Actually, I did the 5 veteran flashpoints for the weekly. And I don't know, I think I'm like command rank 40. So people that say it's hard, CXP is hard, or it's a grind. And I played for a few hours and did a handful of flashpoints, you know, and I'm rank 40.
Well, see, I think everybody thinks that you've just got to grind and you've got to do it a lot and a lot and a lot. If you just play the game, you're going to earn it, even by just tripping over CXP. I mean, seriously.
Right. I mean, you can... Don't get me wrong. Like, I did that initially. I went all out and did grind. And there's nothing wrong with that. But not everybody has to do that. Like you said, you just go and, you know, play a flashpoint, do an operation, play a couple of PvP stuff, and the CXP will come.
Right. Well, and now you can get the unassembled components. Just another way of ranking your gear up that much faster, which I think is really nice.
Right. So I've been doing that. Last night, you were there. We went into the new operation. So we knocked out the first 2 bosses, you know, pretty quickly. Yeah, it was pretty good. And then we tried the new boss. And I think people are a little tired. You know, we start late for the East Coast people. It's like 11 o'clock Eastern time when we start. So it was like maybe a little after 12, maybe 12, 15 or so, by the time we like actually pulled the first boss and then had a few attempts. And, you know, obviously people are learning new stuff and it's like all kind of new mechanics. The one thing I have to say is we've grown up in SWTOR with reticles, ground effects being displayed to us in a certain fashion. A very crisp, clear, boom, here's your circle.
Yeah.
It's not that way in this operation.
No.
It gets muddied with other ground effects, I think, right. Like heals and stuff. It makes it very difficult to see that if you're playing like with full graphics. I don't know what it's like if you're like, maybe lowering graphics might make that easier. I don't know.
I don't even think that would do it because it's not like a shadow based or anything like that. Yeah, everything in this one, blue is bad. And it all looks the same when it gets together. And you're right. When you throw down a heel in the middle of that, yeah, good luck seeing everything like that.
You know? Right. So, like, that was my only criticism of it. Other than that, I thought it was very interesting. You know, and again, we're doing this in story mode, and there's some challenging mechanics in there. You know, you have to avoid stuff. You have to, you know, multiple ground things to avoid. You have to be in within a certain distance of the boss for certain reasons. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't been in there, but there's times when you have to make sure you're in a minimum, like within a minimum distance of the boss. There's times when you need to be away from the boss. So I like that. So it's, you know, it's very interesting. So I'm looking forward to actually finishing it. So I think we're going to try before server reset to get in there at least once more.
Right. And it definitely, I mean, we're not giving any spoilers away because they say that he's the master of stealth, and he is. I mean, it is not one of those things where you need, like, you'd be able to see a stealth person, like load, put down a stealth scanner or something like that. No, you have to be within a certain range of him or you do not see anything. So yeah, I like you. Like Mox said, definitely mechanics driven, and I like that. So,
yeah, I did at the request of a friend give ESO another chance. That didn't last too long. I still am hung up with all of your control being locked to your mouse. Like you move your, you know, you can't target stuff. You target stuff by hovering over it, and I can't do it. I just don't. Not for me. So. Yeah. Let's see what else. We played our tabletop Star Wars game.
Right.
And we managed to somehow live through that, I think. Did you live?
What?
You're just laying.
I got completely knocked out. This time, Jinx, our trigger happy droid, got me. That was
I did not wait a minute. You're casting aspersions upon upon Jinx's character here. This is
shot first.
Yeah, it was Jinx, but I didn't shoot you.
No, it was, yeah, that was tough though. We've been having some tough encounters for like what we level 2. So,
yeah, it's fun. Hopefully we'll get back to streaming those. I think we wanted to get a little bit more experience for like gameplay and mechanics and stuff, but maybe we'll like start getting those streamed again because that is fun.
I agree.
So other than that, yeah, that's been about it. You know, getting ready for the holidays, things like that. And you know, looking forward to, you know, or was looking forward to the new content. And I've obviously played that, the new Flashpoint. And am looking forward to January when hopefully this story wraps up. You know, I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but the story's not over. So don't despair. There's still some more stuff coming in that's tied to this.
Right. And I think we've kind of alluded to it on this show and Passion Casual that I think we look at it kind of akin to what the Forged Alliance was. It might be another one or two more Flashpoints, perhaps. So it's definitely I like the story. So.
Yeah. So what about you? What have you been up to?
Streaming a lot, getting back into that after the Thanksgiving holidays. Had a great time with my friend. You know, some friends and family had awesome time Thanksgiving, getting back in, playing a lot more SWTOR, obviously. Same with you. Got my baby Sith Warrior. She's up to level 67. I think so. I could be wrong on that one. I've slept since I've done some story leveling because I've been doing like a bunch of CXP. Almost done with story, though, on my Sith Warrior, which is crazy to say, yeah, I got a level 67 and almost done with story.
So male or female?
Female.
Did you romance the I can't even bring the word myself to
no.
say it.
Are you kidding me? No. No, actually, for this one, there was some things. One, I was going dark side because I wanted to recruit Jaysa. I had not done that before. And so I recruiting Jaysa to dark side. And that, she is a trip, by the way. And oh, then yeah. also Pierce trying to flirt with the military man. So is my.
Where does he fall in the dark light spectrum? Like, is he like.
He's more pragmatic.
So I mean, gray.
Yeah, kind of more of gray, more towards the dark. I mean, you need to drive like, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot him just because it's faster that way. So,
okay, so dark gray.
Dark gray. Yeah, dark gray. I'm more charcoal.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's been going really good. I've been doing that with the stream. And actually, that was the other reason for going dark side is my stream had been like, you never go dark side. And so, of course, I got a bunch of characters that are dark side, but they've never seen you go completely dark. So
they just don't know you in real life.
Right.
Exactly. Like, and how like you treat people in real life.
So. Exactly. They don't really know the Sith Lord that I am. I mean, whoops, that's out there. So yeah, I've been doing that. I've been having a lot of time. So my stream, I love all of them, but some of the people in there, they are really dark side. The very one, Texas Gemini, holy cow. She is sweet on the outside, but holy cow, she is a killer. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, except when it comes to a certain Justin Bieber lookalike. Yeah.
Torian, that's right.
Yeah, and you know, I see this in the notes for your thing. We got a new companion, huh?
Right. Well, patience, man. Leveling my CXP, my sniper. That was my other dark side tune, which I got to take through the new story, which we'll talk about the new flashpoint. Almost 300 on that one. And then the only thing I'll have left is a Sork Sage to get the full boost, which you've already enjoyed the whole time. So,
yeah.
But yeah, new companion, Darth Hexed. Oh my gosh, Mox. We tried to get everybody last year to get everybody to go on this whole thing. Let's go after dark side. Everybody do dark side decisions in the dark versus light event, didn't we?
No, everybody wanted to double Kylo Ren swords.
Exactly. We didn't want to have Darth Hexed. Darth Hexed is the best companion ever in the recruitment thing.
Ever. Oh my god, her conversation is fantastic.
It is. If you... I know we get the token, and I messed up. I will say this. I messed up on my Mandalorian, and I clicked the thing just to get her because I wanted to immediately get her. Do not click that. In fact, trash it. Trash it and go to the Alliance Alert missions and do it. The Alliance Alert missions for Darth Hexed, by far the best ever. Do all the conversations. Escape. Do them again. Make sure you do all of them because there are certain ones that will unlock if you're pub side versus imp side and then dark light side. So very, I love it. I think you were there when I was doing my recruitment, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I had done it earlier and told you how great it was, and then you know, and then you went and did it. It is just like her answers are really dark but really funny, and you know, you get some insight into missing companions if you're a Sith
Inquisitor.
I don't know if Sith Warrior, if there's anything in there for a Warrior. So since you're almost through there, you'll have to let us know.
Right, I would. That would definitely be going in that one. And make sure that I get through that and find out. Although, when I say I'm done with the story, I'm just talking vanilla story. I still have to do all the other stuff yet, so it will be a while. But
I thought you were, like, you know, actually productive.
I'm level 67, almost class story. But see, I'm going slow as far as, because I'm trying to learn doing Vengeance Juggernaut. I've never done melee like that.
You're not really ever going to learn until an operation. Let's be honest. I mean, honestly, how many story fights are there that involve more than a rotation?
Well, but I'm learning to use my rotation as far as it goes, dealing with mobs and everything like that. When to use AoEs, when to not, what I can't do. And I'm loving, actually, with the help of my nephew, Zaka, which I have to give him huge kudos for taking time with this melee challenge guy that I am. And wow.
But wait a minute, we know the answer to that question, when to use melee or AoE. If there's one or more, you use AoE, right? That's what I see out there in the SWTOR world.
I was gonna say, in the melee, if you're a juggernaut, you do it all the time. You just smash. It doesn't matter. I will say, when you have that vengeance smash, that you do this little spin and you slam your lightsaber on the ground, it has a big circle. Yeah, I can see why they do it. It's awesome. It's an awesome ability.
Excellent, excellent.
a diverse taste in music and a huge music collection? Do you enjoy hanging out in a relaxed atmosphere with great people? Radio Free is looking for new DJs. So if you're interested, hop into our Discord server and talk to Zimmy. You can get to our Discord server by going to radio-free.org and clicking on the Discord link in the navigation bar.
So that's what we've been up to. Of course, we had an update Tuesday, and we got a new Flashpoint. And so our poll question, how long did the new Flashpoint take to run in solo mode for you? So here are the choices we had in there. 30 minutes, amen for stealth. 45 minutes, who cares about achievements? 1 hour, a bit long, but doable. And in over an hour, wow, Capero is beautiful. I love this new stronghold. So if you guys want to definitely click on that and cast your vote, because choices do matter. So definitely do that. We'd like to get your input on that. So far, I think it, what is it? 1 hour, a bit long, but doable is what's laying right now.
Yeah, it's ahead by a lot. It is, let me refresh, just make sure I'm getting the most up-to-date stats here. Yeah, it's 20 votes, or 63% at an hour, over an hour, 10 votes, and then 30 minutes got 2 votes. Now, I know Volk ran it on launch day, because I was watching his stream,
right.
And he did it first on a stealth character, and didn't, he kind of ignored all the bonuses and achievements that I could tell on day one. And his stealth class one got through that pretty quick. I don't know the exact time was, but I remember looking up and then he was all of a sudden on a pub tune. I was like, oh, but then I saw he was doing more of the content on the other side. It may have been the other way. He did pub first and then him, but the other, either way, he had a stealth class and then did a non-stealth.
Ever since the Fallen Empire, I have always been taking my sniper through everything first now. And I look at it this way. If I can stealth through and avoid some ads, which actually I was able to show you guys, Mox, when we did that in vet mode, a way to kind of skip around some stuff. You kind of have to go back a couple places to get some of the things if you want to do all achievements. But actually, there's definitely, I will have to say, as much as I kind of give it for as long as it takes, there are definitely some neat ways you can, especially solo, can parkour your way through it. And everybody on my stream, if they watch that, know that I parkour with the best of them. So, cast your vote. We want to know what you thought as far as time length on it. And then we're going to get in and talk more about the Flashpoint when we get a community buzz. But first, we're going to get into some news. How about that, Mox?
Well, before we get into some news, don't we want to give something away?
Do we?
You have some codes and I'm going to give them away. So that's usually how this works.
That's how that works.
So you go ahead and get that set up. And what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to give away 2 450 cartel coin codes. JT is setting up the keyword. And when it's set up, he's going to give me the AOK and I will tell you guys that is in chat.
Do we want to allow everyone in here to get it? Chance to get everybody.
You mean not allow Arjar a chance to get it, you mean?
Right, exactly. Don't let up. So everybody Arjar. No, just kidding. Just kidding. So you gotta, you know, tell them the keyword there. All set up.
There you go. Keyword is Chiss in honor of the Copero Flashpoint. So go ahead and type Chiss in to chat, and we will do that drawing for 2 450 cartel coin codes. That'll be 2 separate winners, by the way, not 900 for one person. And we'll do that drawing.
If you don't win the first roll, stay tuned for the second roll, because we will have right back to back. So.
And we'll do that right after the news.
From the Newsnet and beyond.
Game update 5.6 came out Tuesday. We got a new Flashpoint that is called Traitor Among the Chiss. In the world of Capero, we found that out, which is a beautiful world, by the way. Lovely, lovely world. New operations boss, fight Nahut, the son of Shadow, which we talked a little bit about. A new galactic starfighter map. Have you been able to do this, Mox?
I haven't tried.
The 12 versus 12, I have not tried it. Anybody in chat, have you guys done that? That looks pretty amazing. Of course, we got the new activities window. Master Datacron, which we kind of mentioned about that, the 2000 Cartel coin, which you can take one of your already existing tunes and boost them all the way up to 70. And not only do you get a boost from a 70, you get a full set of level 70, like basic story mode gear, and then it does not affect any of your story. I really like that, so that's kind of cool.
Absolutely. By the way, I have subtitled this this patch, How to Ruin the GTN in Under 10 Minutes.
How to Oh, which, of course, he's talking about an exploit that Cat was in there, but we'll get to some of those exploits in just a little bit. So, yeah. Briefly, of course, there was a bunch of utility changes. I know, hey, Sakar, I know Savage was mentioning about the, what was it, the ones to Marauder specs. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're all. It was almost across the board. Everybody got touched a little bit. Some improvements, some nerfs. You know. In the grand scheme of things, I don't do like master mode stuff, and I generally now, especially now that CXP is much easier to get outside of ranked, I don't do any ranked or PvP that much. You know, whatever. You know, as long as I can kill stuff, I'm happy. Right. You know, if I kill it in 8 seconds yesterday and can kill it in 7 seconds today, I'm not going to notice that. If it takes me 9 seconds tomorrow, I'm probably not going to notice that.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely think that the balance so far, because we joke, what, last time it was the utility changes were nerf mercs, and I will have to say I have not noticed as much change. In fact, the way they did it, I do have to respect this because of how I was already spec'd. I didn't take the trauma regulators, which is one of them that got nerfed. I had already had the stabilized armor, so I didn't have to re-change my watchmanjigs utilities at all.
Right.
I didn't have to reset them at all. I think that by moving those around, though, I think it makes people have to choose between one or both. So, all right. I kind of think so far, and again, I haven't touched many. The one I am kind of leery about is the change they did to Virulence, where it gives back one less energy per time on that. I don't know. I thought Virulence was doing pretty good, and it's like, hey, we're going to now mess you up just like Marksman. But anyway. So.
Well, they have to give people absolutely no reason to play snipers.
Well, I know, right?
Chuck had a little bit of hope on his sniper, and now he's like all hope is dashed. So, is that a positive thing? That might be positive.
It might get him back in operation. So, Brian wants him to. Brian wants him to get back in operation. So,
okay.
But Chuck just wants to kill people too in PvP. So,
this is true.
Yeah. So let's see. Of course, the new flashpoint.
Yeah. What were your overall thoughts of it? Like, what's your let's give it a grade, and then just like, you know, two or three sentences, what you think was good and bad.
I really liked it. I thought it was the way it was laid out. It made me think I was right in kind of a, because the idea of the Italian story is a small strike team going in there, and because you didn't want this big footprint or anything, you're kind of sneaking around. And I kind of liked that. I liked that it was going like that. I liked all the subtle things, like going through Caparo, seeing like there's a band that's playing in there and doing some dancing. There's all kinds of posters and everything on the wall. Again, I think it's just beautiful. And the hot springs, don't stand in those. They hurt. So I really liked it. Grade-wise, I would have to give it a B. I mean, if I was being just honest.
Okay. And what didn't you like?
Didn't I like? I thought, especially for the solo, which is what you do for the story, solo slash story, because that's what it basically is. I thought the health points for the bosses, especially, and even some of the mobs, I thought was a little high for solo content. I mean, just for me. I think it ended up extending some of the fights longer than it probably should have. I think I have carpal tunnel for some of them. But
now, was that only because you got extra ads? Like, I noticed that. Like, the aggro is a little wonky in there.
Well, that's, yeah, the trash mobs. Holy cow, yeah. I mean, granted, I did take extra time. And I'll tell you, we did our little time thing on the flashpoint. I was well over the hour. I was almost 2 hours going through it because I was taking a lot of screenshots and stuff like that. But, yeah, I was kind of trying to avoid some of the ads and stuff like that. But there was definitely some choke points where, guess what? You walk in there, you're getting hit by at least four or five ads at a time. And, yeah. And and if you backed up, like thinking, oh, I'll back up out of this ad group, you're backed up right into another group. So,
right. The most flashpoints I've noticed, the majority of them, are somewhat linear. You're kind of walking down a hallway, if you will. There are some offshoots here and there, but there's very few that have like four different paths you can take to end up at the same location. And this flashpoint is like that. And I like that they've done something new with that, that's a new thing.
Mm-hmm. I do like that there's actually mechanics too.
Right, even for the trash, there's mechanics. You know, those the enforcers have those reflective shields, which don't hurt that much on story mode, obviously, and even on veteran mode, they're not difficult. I've not played them on, or they don't hurt on solo mode, I should say. That's another thing they added in. This, not necessarily added in, but they utilize the story. The story utilizes solo mode, not story mode, which is very confusing. They should have done what they did with the train, which is once you got done talking to Lana, you had your mission and your veil was purple and you just walked in. Instead, you got your mission and then several people, lots of people, went to the terminal and they chose story
mode
because they went through the whole thing and got no credit.
Well, right. Wouldn't you think, hey, I need to do a story mission?
I chose solo, thankfully, because I read the thing, your little blurb in on your mission log says complete the solo mode. So I chose solo. But if you weren't paying attention, just chose story, I would be so pissed if that happened to me.
Right. I watched Gokin PT on Twitch. He was doing it and he was just talking just absolutely how much he loved the Flashpoint, got through it, all of it, got to the end. And there was like no ending because you just completed it.
Right,
because he's waiting for the last little cutscene, nothing, and he was like, "What?" And it said, "Oh yeah, you still need to do it." And it said solo, so he was like, and he was just going on about how much he loved the Flashpoint and everything like that. And I was like, "Oh wow, how do Dash your grade of a Flashpoint by saying, guess what, you get to run it again?" So
at least you get familiar with it.
Right. Oh yeah. what do you think of the bonuses?
Well, hold on. Let me give my overall, because I haven't done that yet. I would say I would probably give it a B+, maybe even an A-, like somewhere in that range. I thought it was. I think it's well designed. Along with you, I like the mechanics. The bosses I thought were all unique. Having bosses like that are multi-level, like where you have to go upstairs and downstairs. I like that. I like even the last boss, who's kind of annoying when he does a vanish thing, and it's kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. Like even that is interesting. It'd be interesting to see this stuff on Master Mode. And you know, maybe we could get a group together to give it a whirl, just to see.
Have you hit your head? No, just kidding.
No, I did not hit my head.
Seeing that on Master Mode. Wow.
I wouldn't to see it, you know.
Awesome Master Road. Do you want to see that?
No, God no.
Yeah, we did that. It's like, well, we're done with that.
I did solo the bonus boss though. It was, and you know, it was interesting. Took me a little bit of time. Definitely is a little bit challenging. I definitely would recommend being familiar with focus target and how to use that to alter your casts. Because you want to focus target that little guy and interrupt him whenever you can.
Right. Actually, so it was doing that. I did the solo one because I stumbled across it and was like, hey, what's this path? Oh, hey, hello, boss. And so I started with my sniper and I was like, I was doing fine. And I wasn't even really messing with the interrupt on it. I found out that the ads die with the kind of the fire that comes out. And so I was taking care of him like that. And because it takes too long for dropping the sniper to do the cover pulse, at least for me.
Oh, right. Because you have to go into cover and then pulse, right?
So as unlike a merc, which you can just do that, or a sork, same thing. So I was doing it just fine, going back and forth, avoiding it. But I got to back up the path a little bit because it was just in that rotation. I had to be back. And there's two little lampposts. If you go back beyond those, and I was avoiding some of the fire, it reset it. I was like 25%, you know, from being done with it. And I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So I was like, skip that.
Yeah. I was like,
next time.
I do like that decorations drop.
Yes.
And speaking of that, speaking of decorations, remind me, because there's something about the group finder window I want to mention with decorations. So okay. just a reminder that make sure I mention that. So overall, I think it's done well. It's expansive. It's big. I don't mind the length of it personally. I do think that maybe there needs to be a slight tuning down of the health of the mobs and stuff. Volk mentioned that he did a speed run on non-stealther earlier today, 25 minutes. That is crazy fast, Volk. Was that a veteran mode or solo?
Was that non-stealth?
Non-stealth, he said.
Whoa. What class? I would like to know the class.
Yeah. There is, by the way, and this is not even on Dolphy, there is a way to turn the lasers off in the maze. So just check out the walls, especially when you first go in, like mouse over the walls. You will get a pointer and it will kind of show you what you're looking for. I'm not going to spoil it. But, you know, again, for solo mode, story mode, even veteran mode, not needed. But I'm wondering how hard those lasers hit in master mode if they put in a mechanic to turn them off.
That's true.
So
that was with the macro binoculars, right?
No, I found them. Oh. I've not found a use for those macro binoculars. I know Volk searched on his second time through. He was like, you know, oh, let me look here. And even after the fight, he was looking, and they're like, you know, there's nothing. So hopefully the devs will either fix whatever that is or remove it one right, or the other.
You kept saying about the macro binoculars you got. I never got macro binoculars. Run it when in a group that we ran vet mode. In the pug group, I ran it in. We'll talk about the pug group later. I didn't get that far. But in the solo modes I ran, I never got the macro binoculars at all, which is interesting because you mentioned it. I was like, what are you talking about? So, yeah, of course, we're going on and on about the flashpoint. All right. Activity window. Is this, of course, better than group finder?
Yes, absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely, it's better than group finder. It's so clean. Everything's in one spot. Your PvP is all in one window. Your group stuff.
Window? Is it in one window? Or do I have to go to another tab, Mark?
Oh my god, really? You're gonna go there?
Well, I'm just saying, we had the Galactic Command window. Everything was on there, right? All I needed was a drop-down menu for the heroics, sir. That's all I needed.
But we did get some other stuff.
I know.
Maybe you're not aware of this.
Okay.
So you remember back in the day when you used to run hard mode flashpoints and you would do a bonus boss, and what would they drop?
Hardly anything.
Decorations. They all had a chance to drop a decoration. Yeah.
Chance.
Right? Right. Like some of them dropped them, like it was 100% drop rate, like the Emperor in the False Emperor, like that last fight, you'd always get the Statue of the Emperor. But some of them, they're more rare, like the purple crystal sculpture from Ilum. Like, it was super rare.
Right, yeah.
Those are now rewards, straight up 100% rewards in solo mode. Mm-hmm. All of those decorations are part of that window.
So all those times I spent doing those hard mode flashpoints, I could have just waited for solo mode, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you're getting it now 2 years later, but yeah. So, but yeah, that's like, you know, see, so, you know, we're getting, we've asked them for more decorations. They're giving us more decorations.
I dislike
the fact that they are not offered as rewards doing them veteran mode, though. I think they should be offered, because now what I have to choose between doing it in a group or doing it solo.
Well, heck, I'm going to do it solo and get a deco till I have all of them.
Right. Now, if can a group run the solo and all four people get credit for it, like get a deco, would be my ultimate question.
We're going to test.
Yeah. So, I mean, all in all, you know, it's not perfect. We know that there was an issue with it that Eric has addressed, where back 2 weeks ago when we ran a, you know, let's say we got CZ-198. Mission through the group finder, you would get a daily mission that was available to you and awarded somewhere, you know, with my CXP boosts, somewhere around 3,000 CXP.
Right.
And then you would go to the terminal and you'd pick up your weekly and you'd pick up your individual missions.
Right.
So the area mission was, it said you have to do X number of missions in this area. And for some areas, it was all of them, like CZ-198, it was five. But in Alderaan, it may have been five out of eight that's available to you.
Right.
Okay. So that mission went away. So for your weekly areas, we're looking at a loss of about 21,000 CXP per week if you do them every day.
Right. Yeah. I like the fact they're in there, and I like the fact they're there, but yeah, they, by removing the dailies, that was kind of, because they're no longer dailies now, they're weeklies.
Right. So, but they are addressing that on the 12th when the 5.6.1 comes out. They are upping the reward for the regular missions from 75 to 225 base amount. So I guess my question will be that 225 will actually be closer to like 700, 700 or 800 per mission after bonuses are applied.
Well, that's nice.
So
now, the one thing I have a question, though, will we still be able to go through the activity window and get something that will take me to CZ-198?
Unknown. At this point, they have not even addressed that. So that would be something we would need to bring to their attention, saying, hey, you know, at least give us a travel option. I think it would be nice if we could just utilize a similar mechanic to the travel to contact in right. Like on Odessen. Like if I want to go to see Dr. Ogrub, I can open up my companion window, go down to him, and travel to him.
Right. To just take me right to the little mission
terminal. Yeah. Right.
I agree. Yeah, I definitely, that would be nice to do that, be able to do that.
Yeah. And then the other thing that's weird about the activity window is the chapters are not there.
Yeah, I look for those, and they again, there's the other thing. It used to be all in the same window, Mox, and then they moved chapter to a whole separate thing.
And right, so where are those now for our fans?
They're in under the chapter tabs. That's what it is, which I think is Control E by default, maybe. Somebody might check.
Gotcha. So either you need to look on your mini menu, or you need to go to check your shortcuts.
Yeah, check your shortcuts. When you pull up the activity thing, it's right underneath the activity window where you select that. Right below it says chapters. I took me forever to find it. Oh, there it is, right there. So, I kind of wish it was all together. I think they should have added another tab for chapters. I think it should have been there.
And it may get added down the road. Who knows?
Which is not the one thing, and they kept the nice looking chapter window display. So, which is odd. They kept that graphic, which looks similar to what they had for the Galactic Command, but then they kind of took a step back, I think, with the window, just the way it functions and looks. But I like that they've added the weeklies and stuff on there for the solo stuff, the flashpoints and different things like that. And I think some people were saying that Zen mentioned about queuing up for veteran and master mode. I'm pretty sure you could do that in the old one. You just had to have them all checked if you wanted to, because I think you could even check the operation at the top, too, to do that. If you
Yeah, you could queue for all that stuff. The other thing they added in was this needed role, which I think is just, why not just say, this is for the freaking tanks?
Well, healers have been, but I think they've noticed healers have been kind of taking advantage of that, because veteran modes, you can just click the cultural stations. Just select, be a healer. Just, yeah, I'll be a healer.
Right.
The other things, but now it's tanks. Master mode tanks has been the biggest thing I've seen on Satil Shan. So,
yeah, I haven't seen anything but tanks be the needed role there. And it's nice they get a little bit extra credits, about 25% more. So if the operation or the flashpoint is rewarding you 25,000, you get about 6,200 more. And then you get about another 1,000 CXP. Again, I don't know if that's adjusted in my view for the bonuses that I have, but I've seen about 1,000.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a pretty good. I like the idea. I like the idea that they're wanting to do that to encourage people to try some other roles. And there's a reward. Like, hey, you're a tank. You've been, you know, it takes forever to get through solo mode. Guess what? Queue up for master mode. We're going to reward you with this for your extra time and stuff like that. So
right.
I like it. Anything else in the activity window?
No, I don't think so. I like it. You know, but I do think it would have been simpler just to add a drop down, leave everything else in place. But I think I like the fact that they're trying new stuff, that they are, you know, they're quick to say, you know, all right, we realize that it kind of things aren't working the way that they were. So here's a change to that.
I have a theory on why they did it, though. The Galactic Command actually excluded part of our community, though. If you were not a subscriber, the Galactic Man would not actually work for you.
Works across the board. This works
across the board. And so for that change alone, I like it that everybody's in the same thing.
Now, they still can't access operations if they don't sub.
Right,
but they can access the solo content and the group content.
Right. And so the things, you still, the same window, so everybody has access to the same window, but it allows the stuff that you are able to do through whatever payer source you're doing as far as sub, preferred, or free to play. You just go in there and get to do whatever you want to do. So you don't have exclusionary windows and stuff. So that is a good thing.
And because we're not professional enough to have a screenshot of this, Falk had to remind us that also the lockouts window was made part of that as well.
Yeah.
Which I like it. Again, it's nice and clean. I like it. It's in the right spot. If you are wanting to do an operation, why should you have to open up your quest window to find out if you have a lockout?
That is true. Well, yeah, I guess. You know me. I'm old school, man.
Yes, very old.
I'm very old. I'm very old
school. All right, so...
one more time, let everybody know, because we're going to roll it here real quick, at least the first winner. Well, the first one, type in chess, like it says there, the keyword, type in chess for your chance to win one of our 450 cartel coins that we're going to give away, so...
Why don't you go ahead and do that first roll now, and then we'll wait and do the second one when we're done.
I'm just I saw we had some new people jump in, so I'm giving it an opportunity right now. So,
all right. So, transfers. Transfer now while you can. They will not be reduced again anytime soon. I can almost guarantee you of that.
I will reiterate his statement. Do it now. Do it before the 12th.
Yeah, well before the 12th. It's, you know, 90 coins within your region, 150 outside of it. Speaking of transfers, so I transferred a tune from Satil Shan to Starforge because now that I have my four tunes at the 300, I was like, you know what? 90 cartel coins, that's a bargain to have that bonus on another server.
Right.
So I did a test today. Remember yesterday I was saying, I asked you, is there any way I can tell, is there an achievement or something that tells me if that achievement transferred over, right? And what did you tell me to do?
Kill something on this server and then go with that server and kill it.
Right. Okay. So, all right. So logically, if it didn't work, then server A would have a larger CXP gain than server B, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I killed a gold mob on Satil Shan. Gave me 21 CXP. It was in a flashpoint, went in there. That's with all bonuses and with the CXP boost on. And with the character in victory state. 21 CXP.
What?
That was a gold mob. It's fine. It's okay. Right. So I went over to Starforge. Mm-hmm. Went into the same flashpoint, killed the same gold mob, character not in victory state, with all the same bonuses, all the five from the character from the legacy window for the character perk, and the one from the overall global perk. So those were all that stuff still purchased, had a CXP boost on. The Starforge one got 31 CXP.
What? Did you have a CXP boost on?
On both tunes.
Wow. Same one?
Yeah, same exact mob.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I was just expecting it to be the same or less.
I see what it is. You know what it is? It's the bad feeling bias. They're on the
server. Oh, is that what it is?
I see how it is. I know it. There, it's the bad feeling podcast bonus. I get it. I see how it is. They get all the interviews, and now they get extra CXP on their server. Mm-hmm. It's all making sense now. It's all making sense.
Yeah, I don't get it. So I sent Eric an email this morning. You know, I feel bad for Eric to a degree. He's going to wonder why the hell he ever made me an influencer, because I swear to God, I email him a couple, three times a week sometimes. But I sent him an email and said, you know, hey, this is the situation. This is all, you know, why? What's going on here? Why is this 50% higher on another server? So hopefully I'll get an answer.
He's going to be, he'll give you an answer. Leave me alone. No, just...
Right. He'll leave me an answer. Like, next time I send him an email, it will have changed.
All right. Let me go ahead and roll one of these. Chase. You have won, dude.
Congratulations, Chase.
Chase is, I don't know, he's been taking lessons from Arger, I think. I think he won last time, too.
So. He has won one or two prizes from us, so that's okay.
Congratulations. We'll be rolling another one shortly for that same one, so. You know what? I'm just going to roll two. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to roll it again. I'm just going to restart again. Oh my gosh, it is rigged. Sakari won. It is rigged. Holy cow. Sakari wins. Rigged.
Rigged. All right. So anyway, don't forget, make sure you do your transfers. Chase, you now have 450 cartel coins. You can either do 3 non-regional transfers or 5 regional transfers with that. So so keep that in mind.
Actually, you know, that made me think. When we were talking about that, so you maybe what it is, there's a thing with the bonus. Not that I'm telling you guys to do this, but maybe when you transfer to one server, then if you take that same tune and transfer back to Satil Sean, that will be doubled again. Then you go back to Star and then you go back. By the time you get back to Satil Sean, you'll probably be instant 300 when you kill something.
And I'll be bankrupt.
I know, right? Oh, wait. Chase, you really want to re-roll yours? Are you sure? You want to donate yours? I know Sakari won't, but are you sure, man? We're just joking. You won it. It's up to you. We'll let you think about it as we get ready ahead. And you wanted to, speaking about exploits, not the one that I portrayed there.
Yeah, the potential JT exploit. When the patch went live. And I don't know how people find this stuff out, but somebody went to go buy some companion gifts, I guess, from the Imperial fleet. And the dude over there was giving away companion gifts. But he's not a very good businessman because he was buying them back for their full price. So you bought them for free and you were able to sell them back for oodles of credits. So quickly, apparently billions and billions of credits have gotten created on many servers. Now, first of all, shame on BioWare after the chair exploit for not having something in place that says X number of credits is the average that gets created. And I'm not talking about transferred. I'm not talking about like when you buy something from the GTN and you're transferring wealth. I'm talking about just creating it out of a vacuum, which is what happens when you sell something to a vendor. You get a physical drop and then you sell it. That's creating credits there. So they have to know that there is an average number per hour or per 15 minutes or whatever that gets created. So they should have something in place that says, you know, all of a sudden, boom, we have, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15, 30% more credits being created in this window. And there should be some kind of alert that happens.
Well, even, I mean, because I know we'd been talking about this kind of influencer chat. There should have been something. Just guess what? People are buying thousands upon thousands upon thousands of the same gift. There should have been something like, hey, alert, something is out of the ordinary. Some analytics thing should have gone off saying this is out of the norm of what's going on. And like, hey, poke Keith, warning, mayday, something to allow them to do that. I will say, though, they did a quick patch very quickly.
Right, but still the GTN got screwed.
Oh, I know,
The economy is harmed, and I understand that every credit can be traced, but this is now time and money that BioWare has to spend to do that.
Well, I agree, but I mean, there's people out there that are going to try to cut corners. The only way you can do it is there's no way that they would re-roll the whole server. I mean, roll them back. They're not going to do that because then you have to re-roll like everybody's achievements.
Not at this point. If they had done it like that afternoon, like, you know, an hour after it went live and people lost an hour, I would rather have lost an hour of progress. It would suck, but I would rather do that than lose, like, than have the economy be pooched like it is.
I don't know. I think that you can easily. Like, everything's been traced. I mean, people are talking about where things got bought from the GTN. They can actually roll back that stuff. Like, the people that abused it and got all those credits and bought stuff, then they will just have to refund those people, the things that were on the GTN and bought. I know that's going to suck in some way, because it's like, it's either way, it's going to suck.
Right.
Like, they're not going to roll back the servers, but I would say they were probably going to roll back those credits, and they're going to figure up some kind of compromise for the people that legitimately had stuff on the GTN and people bought it for crazy amounts of credits. And, you know, so we'll have to see what happens. But I would say they're going to trace it down that way, which is going to be, again, like you said, the actual bad thing is it's taking a lot of time and resources from BioWare to do this that could be putting towards, you know, the new stuff that they're working on right now. So,
right.
That stinks.
Yeah, so there's, you know, that was the big thing. And I hope that you know, it gets resolved. And I hope that the people that, you know, got billions and billions of credits, you guys can't hide the money. I mean, no. You can think that you can hide the money, you know, by buying stuff and reselling it or whatever. But trust me, BioWare is going to follow the money trail.
Right. It's not like you can actually launder your money like in the real world or anything like that. They know everything you buy. It's all on their servers because it's right. All a digital.
Trust me, I looked on Capero for a bank, an offshore bank, and didn't find one.
Yeah, it's not there. Capero, you know, all the people were cowering. They wouldn't take my money. I don't know what it was. It didn't work. All right, let me go ahead and re-roll this. I know we got one other, like, the achievement thing I think you're going to talk about. I'm going to re-roll Chase's real quick.
Right, so while Chase is rolling that. Oh, Savash, congratulations. Right. And this is just a general thing. This happened back with the DVL as well, the DVL event. When BioWare is offering a reward that is achievement-based, it's very, very simple. Go to your achievement window and look and see if you got it. I can't tell you how many people I have seen in general chat and such that have, you know, been like, why didn't I get my companion? Well, did you read what it said? First of all, it said daily. It has to be daily eligible in order to. So that means that you have to be daily eligible going in, which means you have to select all of those. Mm-hmm. You have to select all of those flashpoints, and then you have to complete them. You can't. It's not like you just can choose. Oh, I just want to do Hammer Station, and I'll get credit for it. No, and so you know, first of all, read what the achievement requires, and then look at your achievement window. You know, find the achievement and look and see if you've actually gotten it. If you've gotten it, then great, you're set. If you didn't, then, you know, so be it. You didn't get it. It's that simple. Now, there are some people who legitimately, apparently, achieved it late in the process, and for whatever reason, it didn't pick up. They're working on that. So, you know, that's a bug. That sort of stuff happens, and they'll make that right. But, you know, for those of you that are complaining that you didn't get it, when you thought that you did, you know, clearly you didn't. You didn't do what the rules said, so you're not going to get it.
Right. But, yeah, again, like Mox said, if you legitimately did it, they are looking into those things. So you want to make sure that if you have that, track it down, take a screenshot of your achievements, and you can email that in, and they will get it taken care of. So, but, yeah, patience with that. And, again, it's easy. It was something easy that you could have overlooked, but again, if you got a new achievement that's in there, just track it. It's the easiest thing to do. Achievement tracker is something I forget to do sometimes, but just go by your achievements. There's a little thing, highlight the box, track it. It'll be on your menu. Then you know exactly when you have it done.
Yep. Now on my Sage, I got bugged on my Sage apparently. So it's weird. On some of my characters, I got her and have the alliance alert. On my Sage, who's done all the content all the way up until Capero, so has done all the alliance alerts, does right. Not have anything there. I have the token for her, but do not have the alliance alert for her.
Right. That was weird because that's been your story tune, like the one you take through everything first.
Right. Well, I have my Sork and my Sage. I run both of them through all the content.
Right. And it's just weird that happened to be one of them that got bugged for you.
Yep. So I'm sure I'm not sweating it. You know, I have access to her. You know, that's good. Going back to the thing with the companion gifts, I don't think we mentioned that the companion gifts are still available at a discount now. So, head to the Imperial Fleet, head to the guy's name is Tahuda, I think.
Yeah.
Tahuda. And he is, selling, there's three of them that you want to, like, really two, but there's three tier five purples. There's the courting one, which is meh. You know, really kind of useless. And then there's the Imperial memorabilia, and then the other one,
Cultural.
Cultural artifact. The Imperial memorabilia is great because it is Darth Hexed's favorite, and it's Lana's favorite. The culture.
Wampa. Just saying that Wampa's favorite.
It's the Wampa. Oh, interesting. The other one is for the ship droids. So if you use your ship droids for crafting, great way to get them leveled up. It is about 100,000 credits for 100 gifts, and it takes about 850 gifts to get from zero influence to the top level. I did it this morning to test it out. So about 850K, which when you're looking at the gifts for the Imperial memorabilia gifts, I looked on GTN this morning, and I think it was like 1.0. Or hold on, I sent you 130K for one.
Right. That's a level six, so it's a little bit more.
But right, still, it's a tier six. So, but still, if I bought eight of them, I'm not getting the same amount of influence as I would for.
Not even close.
Yeah. So, definitely worth the value to take advantage of that now. And Musco has posted on the forums it is not an exploit to purchase and use them. And right now, if you purchase them and sell them back, you're going to get back exactly what you spent. So, there is no point in doing that. So, go take advantage of it.
Yeah, buy them and level up Lana, level up Darth Hexed. Again, like I said, the Wampa. I'm trying to think of some others. The Imperial one. Malamite Quinn, if you want to do that one. Cultural, I think Vet also likes them. So even if it's not like their love, the one they love, if it's a high like on them, that would be another one worthwhile doing it. So at least getting them through at least a level 20. And I highly recommend that if you want to do that with going through we're going to get in the flashpoint. So this kind of lead in, if you want to do the thing in the new flashpoint, you do it solo with we have to do with Reyna Temple. You need to go ahead and make sure you have some of these Imperial ones that she likes also. And she also likes some cultural, not as high, but you can use those, get her to level 15 or 20. It makes the flashpoint go so much easier. All right. And with that, we're going to jump into the community buzz as we're going to talk about a little bit more about the flashpoint. First off, Neff, you've been warned. You want to dance, pal, with Nightbot? No, I'm just kidding. It looks like he's trying to post late. If you got, the Dolphy guide for the companion gifts. Good job. If Mox, you can send a message to Mox and he can put that in chat. But thank you, Neff. That's a good idea. You can find out exactly. So, oh, thanks, Mox. There it is right there. Cool, cool. That is a great way of finding about, after Fallen Empire, some influence on companions have changed. So look at that. Find out exactly which companions and what they like. So, all right. So we gave kind of our grades overall about the Flashpoint earlier. But now we're going to go in a little bit more. Basically, from at first, we're going to look at some of the game mechanics we thought of about this. And then also, is it pug friendly? And then the feel of the Flashpoint. So,
I mean, ultimately, I don't know. Haven't we discussed most of this stuff? I know we didn't do it. We kind of jumped the gun, but
you did. But yeah,
I did. Well,
that's all right. I think that just kind of we can go over these just a little bit more. I like the fact that in this Flashpoint, you had macro binoculars, some puzzles, definitely some unique boss fights that had unique mechanics. Like you mentioned, the one with the sniper that you had to grapple thing. You had to go up and take out some adds or just to avoid that lightning AoE she has.
Right.
So another puzzle was, I don't want to give it away though. Should we give it the Temple Guardian? Is that bad?
The Temple Guardian. That one's obvious with the fruit.
Well, yeah. Now you say that. But I've seen some people, they didn't know. They thought they actually had to wait until they were in combat.
That's a long combat.
Right. Well, but they didn't know. They thought they were just going to give fruit, and the kitty killed them instantly.
Yeah, I soloed that cat. And by the way, you do get 20 cartel coins for killing that cat once. So I definitely want to do it one time, but I will let you know it is a long fight. I did it solo and on my Sork, and it took me quite a bit of time. I went through two heroic moments plus some. So heroic moment cooldown's 3 minutes or something like that.
Right. Yeah, well, it depends on some of your alacrity and different things like that. But
no, the cooldown on it's 3 minutes, period.
Is like, it 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I thought you could do other things and lower it, but anyway.
Oh, I think that they get lowered based on, like, have you leveled a like a melee healer. But I think probably most people at this point, it's about 3 minutes, yeah.
So, yeah. So that one, definitely. So target the big kitty, the temple guardian, and throw the fruit before you get in combat range. Kitty gets
right back. And if you want to kill it, even you can still kill it after you gave the fruit. You have to kill it while it's walking. If it lays down and takes a nap, it turns green and cannot be attacked. You have to wait till your next time. So you either need to kill it straight up or you need to kill it after you give it the fruit and it turns yellow and you can attack it.
Now, the one thing I was going to ask you, because I know you had killed the temple guardian, I saw some people were having issues that when they killed it, actually progressing it on past that point to finish up the flashpoint. They were having trouble doing that.
No, I went straight through. Just okay, killed cool. it, got my 20 cartel coins. Cool,
I was going to ask you about that. So awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that. There's the puzzles in the maze, the steam thing, you know. I wish that one with the three terminals you click on was random.
I do too. There's three little areas you open up. Kind of reminds me on Tython where the droids, you know.
You have to fight the battle droids.
Yeah. And you pick one of those and the droids come out of the wall. That's kind of the same, similar thing. But I'm like with Mox. I wish it would have been random. Once you figure out which door it is, just pick that door. So.
Right. Save you from fighting four things. Nice. The boss fights, like you said, were new, unique. Let's go on to, is it pug friendly?
Okay, sounds good.
So I don't have any experience with this. You're the only one with experience, and apparently it was a disaster.
Yeah, those people, I know there's some people in the chat here today that watch me do this. And I talked to my nephew, Zacho, today, and he I guess he was rolling on the floor watching me do it. He's so understanding. But yeah, one thing about it, the boss fights, the bosses, health pools, well, even on the ads, the health pools are really big. And so going into a pug group with this, no voice, because I did it on vet mode with Mox, Magic Ace, and who was our fourth?
Cassandra.
Cassandra, that's right. We did it, and we had no problem. We had no problem. We were all in voice talking about, you know, okay, we're going to do some CCs here and there, and who was going to take what ad. Well, I will tell you this. At the beginning of this, it was just crazy. I was a level 70. There was another level 70 Sork that was with me. We had two other snipers. One was 18. One was level 20. Okay, so we're going in this, and like we mentioned earlier about the threat tables that some of these ads have, it was easy because it's nice and spread out. You can go different paths. However, if you don't know exactly where everybody else went, you can pull a bunch of ads all at one time. And we actually had that happen where I think some people had auto-targeting on. And so we end up like the first wipe, and notice I said first wipe, happened on trash where we ended up getting surrounded by about, 10, 15 ads. So there was that time. And then the other time, of course, we started out with only three, and I had my companion out because one guy was doing some gear, upgrading some gear, which is fine. I thought that was fine. If you're going to upgrade some gear, that's fine. So we started off, but then he immediately came right in without telling us. So my companion went away, and then we died on that one, which, oh well.
But, right, and you mentioned that there's multiple paths. That also makes it less pug-friendly, because what happens if you have somebody drop or you know, leave or you kick somebody out of your group, whatever happens, and somebody new comes in, they're not going to know the path that you took to get there. If you took, like, something off, it's going to take them either more time to find you, or trust me, they're going to end up pulling a group or two.
Right, and being that it's an instant area, those ads won't necessarily go away. They will find the rest of the group, and they will kill them.
Or if they don't, they may just keep you in combat, which is its own issue.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, yeah, really pain. So then you're stuck in combat. And then everybody gets frustrated. And, like, so we were happening. And again, I think it was a couple of lower-level ones were getting not exactly jumping the right way. Because I was using my sniper again, so that I figure, hey, if I can sneak by these guys, everybody else behind me should be able to. And unfortunately, we were trying to sneak by, going to do some of the achievements, which that was my first mistake. But and it ended up just being really bad. We just had people drop just instantly. It was just not, without voice, and going through it, it just was not pug friendly. I mean, I think after you had got through the city area where you have the multiple paths you can go on, I think once we got to the first boss and beyond that, I think would have been okay.
So I have a question for you.
Right. Go ahead.
Is it time for us to revisit the level sync and flashpoints to where maybe because you don't have all of your abilities?
Right.
Like, well, that's what I was, you know, what's the point in going into Hammer Station if you don't have a cleanse as right. a healer in veteran mode, you know?
The only thing you can do in veteran mode if you don't have a cleanse is make sure those health pots, you just stand right by them and keep healing.
Right, exactly. But again, if you're not in voice chat, you have to trust that, you know, that you're the only one that's going to click them if you're the one with threat. If somebody else clicks one while you click one, all of a sudden you're down two.
Right. Well, again, I was like you. I was thinking about this because we put this in there and we were trying to think of ways. And I think this flashpoint needs to be treated kind of the way they do Master Mode on Crisis of Umbara. There needs to be, instead of a gear check for like the Master Mode Crisis of Umbara, I think there needs to be a level check. I think at least 65 up for the two new flashpoints, in my opinion. I think, and it's not anything against the lower levels, I think just going through these flashpoints, there's certain abilities that you're going to need and stuff like that. So, and I'm not saying anybody low level could not actually probably do it, but the idea, it's supposed to be like you've gone through all the story of Fallen Empire, Eternal Throne, and now you're at this point of going through this flashpoint. It just seems like it would be geared for these abilities. And going from that point on, if you're going to gear other flashpoints for like story on, then it should be at like the 65-70 range because you know, okay, now I could do these mechanics because I know everybody goes through here are going to have at least these abilities.
Right.
And so they can do other mechanics geared upon that.
Right. Volk gave us a link to Tor communities, companions, contacts, and followers. And in there you can click on them and it tells you their abilities, their gift reactions. So it's like all kinds of information about each of the, like what their abilities are in each role. Kind of neat. Okay. So definitely check that out if you are wanting to know more about, what each companion can do, which I didn't even know that site was like that information was consolidated anywhere. So awesome. Very cool.
I will save that, to have, so we can put that in the show notes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, you know, I think that they should, you know, kind of group the flash, because honestly, you know, okay, so maybe the low level people will have less, you know, will have less flashpoints they can queue for. But basically, if you, let's say you say, you know, all right, well, these flashpoints are from 15 to 25 or 15 to 30. You can queue for those. So, but once you pass that, you can obviously still queue for everything that's 15 to 30, but then you get another pool that's available to you, and then you get the rest in third tier. Something like that that would, because do we really want a level 15 character in
right.
Kopero?
It's just like if you want to do it how they do PvP.
Right.
They're not going to throw everybody into level 70 PvP. Well, there's
right because right.
Well, no, it doesn't work.
Well, it works, but it doesn't. It doesn't give you all your abilities.
Exactly. You're not going to have all your abilities, and I think that it really needs to be, like you said, go back to the tier thing. I know everything's level synced, but as you go level up, now what I would say is it should be like the top tier should be level 65 to 70. That way, it still allows people that are preferred. Free to play has, because they have access to flashpoints and stuff like that, so it still gives them access to flashpoint and so on like that.
Okay, fair enough.
And it still gives you that range of people can use new flashpoints to help level up and stuff like that, or possibly get gear they're gonna need in towards end game, so that might be that, so that'd be a good thing. But I definitely think they need to go back in order to make it a little more pug friendly, because I can tell you right now there's gonna be a lot of people, and not necessarily myself, but if they would get in a group and there's not anybody, if there's somebody level 18, level 20, they're going to quit. They're not going to queue for that group. And I think that's going to hurt the new activity window as far as people queuing up for those things. And I will tell you this, and I sit on my stream, and maybe I'm looking at it bad. I probably will not. I mean, if I do my daily thing for the flashpoints, I'm probably going to pretty much the same thing. I'll take my quote Russian roulette spin of the daily activity thing. And if it comes up that, and it's people that I don't know, or I'll just probably queue up with people in my stream or guild. That's probably what I'll end up doing.
Right.
I mean, and it's not anything against anybody else. It's just one of those that really voice chat really helps out and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Mox is getting ganked by Chiss Assassins.
I am not.
It's not the Chiss Assassins. It's those enforcers with that bubble, man.
Right, yeah. Because I don't know how to not attack, apparently.
I know. Especially in your merc. You're like, must kill, shoot. Oops, I'm dead.
Yeah. All right, so final question for regards to the flashpoint here. And you brought this up, and Chuck actually mentioned it as well. Is this a flashpoint or is it a chapter?
Yeah, I brought this up.
We're talking solo mode, by the way.
Right. And, well, actually, it plays out as a flashpoint. It appears to me that it plays out how the ads come out, how you're playing through it. It made me feel like I was in a chapter. Now, the boss fights are more like a flashpoint, but also I could look back at some of the other chapters where I had some boss fights, and other than the health pools, it was played a lot more like a chapter, which makes me wonder, was Capero going to have chapters as opposed to a flashpoint?
And then they just kind of decided to make it a
flashpoint.
Flashpoint instead. Possible. I mean, realistically, if you look at it, the Kaleo chapter, if you added in a couple more bosses, the guy at the top, you know, the breaking right. windows and whatnot. If you added in a couple more bosses in there, that could have been a very short flashpoint.
Exactly. And so I would contend that it probably got switched. I mean, I don't know that. That's me, tinfoil hat time. But I would think it went from a chapter into a flashpoint. But it's really good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think me and Mox both liked it.
I loved it. It's right. Fantastic.
It's just definitely not pug friendly. I mean,
right.
There's no way that I would ever attempt that without guildies in master mode at all. So, I mean, that's nothing. I hate to sound like I'm being salty about it because I actually.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's great. And, you know, just, you know, it's great. As it is, and you know, and as with anything, you take away with it from it what you want and what you can.
Right, because I think actually update 5.6 has a ton of stuff in it, and was supposed to have a war zone also. And I really the overall update, other than like the exploit and a few bugs here and there, which those are going to happen, I really give it a high marks. I mean, across the board, high marks. If we had the war zone in here, I think I would easily give it an A. And I'm not even a PvP guy. But I think there's just a few things that need to probably get adjusted. I think if they bring tiers back for the flashpoint to make it to where when you queue up, you know that that's the level of people are going to get into it. And I hate to sound like a levelist there, but I am. So what would you give your grade on the overall update? And
overall, I still think we're looking at like a minus B plus, like in that range. Yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot to it, a lot of meat. They extended an hour, I think, overall from the scheduled downtime, which isn't terrible. No. Kind of wish that, like, they said half hour. I'm like, no way. There's no way it's only going to be a half an hour. Because if it was only a half an hour, they probably should have already been booting up the servers. And it didn't sound like they were there yet when they announced that. So I thought that they should have just said an hour. And then if they came up early, it would have been fantastic.
Right. And I will say and I put up a screenshot that I took. It is a beautiful.
Absolutely.
The beauty of it is amazing. The different facts of. You've got a sunset in part of it with kind of a tropical with the warm springs. You've got snow falling. You've got a factory. I really love it all in it. 5.6, you know, I give it 2 thumbs up. So,
It'll be interesting to see what January holds with the final. Well, I think it's supposed to be the final chapter.
Is it going to be the final chapter? Is it?
I think they said that we'd be wrapping it up in January.
So when are we going to, are we spoiling anything yet?
I don't know. No, we're not spoiling anything.
Not spoiling anything.
No, it's too soon, yeah.
Too soon. All right. We'll maybe talk about the next one. All right. So now move on to quick mentions.
Yeah, so Star Wars The Last Jedi. Man, 12 days away. Sooner for some. I know that Averia is getting to go like on Tuesday of that week, I think, with the 501st. They get a special screening, and she is going to go and...
Yeah, I'm Averia, so I get to go with the 501st. Look at that. Where was my ticket, Averia? I'm serious.
I'm sure if you went over to the Netherlands, you could go as her date.
I doubt it. She wouldn't. Mando, 12 days. Less than 2 weeks. All right, so what are you prepping for, man? How are you prepping it for it? You got any treats you're, quote, sneaking in? Or how do you, what is your
I'm pretty much straight up popcorn kind of guy. Yeah, you know, I had my tickets bought for weeks. So, you know, the day that the Monday night that they went on sale, I had them. So going at 7 o'clock that evening to a local theater, and I probably will go a couple hours early, make sure I get, you know, good seats. And
of course, I'm taking like my whole clan that with me, all my nieces and nephews, mom and dad are going with me. So we're going to have to make sure to leave early so we get, you know, get our seats together and stuff like that. But we already got our tickets.
Are you going to that theater we went to see Rogue One?
Because they do the reruns of that one. So we might have to schedule, like, maybe we could do that for, because we're going to do it again, aren't we?
Our get-together. Yeah, I was actually going to just mention that sometime right after New Year, hopefully while Star Wars is still in the theaters, we will do another Indianapolis, SWTOR get-together.
SWTORCOM, Indy. Yeah,
right, because we're not cool enough to, like, you know, get together with everybody that goes to Comic-Con or any of that stuff. So we have to meet in the Midwest.
Yeah. Yeah, unless we get to Chicago sometime. But, yeah, do the indie thing. I think we got this theater we went to last time. There are recliners in there.
It is awesome. So nice.
It's so nice. But Zacho fell asleep, though. It was funny. But, yeah, so we're going to probably do that again. And that's going to be a good time. But also, speaking of movies... We got another announcement here, dude, that will be coming.
I know. It is super exciting. I'm sure most, if not all of you, remember last year as our last Extra Life event of the year, we did a movie with Musco. Yep. Basically, we got together and watched Episode 7 in Discord. Like, so you have your own copy, queue it up to a spot, and we get in Discord and we all play the movie at the same time. So we're watching it together, but from our own locations. It was a great time, and Eric was a super, super gracious to attend. We gave away, he had a giveaway, answered some questions, like people asked him some questions about SWTOR. So it was fantastic. This year, since we had Eric as part of the actual Extra Life Day, we decided to ask Mr. Charles Boyd to participate, and so we have Blockbuster with Boyd.
The Boydinator.
And it's going to be on December the 10th at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to be watching Rogue One with Charles. So as the guys on Bad Feelings said, he is such a font of lore and Star Wars knowledge that I just can't wait. I'm super excited about it. And as you can see, I kind of had my fun with the Photoshop again this year. There's a few more pictures in the in the works that'll come out over the course of next week. But this will be basically a week from tomorrow. $10 donation to Extra Life. The information to where you donate is on unholylines.org/extra-life. And it's, we're trying to top 4,000, which we did, by the way. I don't know if you have looked recently, JT, but we are now over $4,000. Where our goal was 2,000 and we're over 4,000.
Wait, so if we hit 5,000, what are you going to do, Mox?
Yeah, we're not going to hit 5,000.
So, everyone, we need to get out there and get some donations, because if we happen to do this, let's get everybody in there to see Charles Boyd. If you guys all get there for your tickets and everything like that, then we get to hear Mox sing. That was the thing, wasn't it, Mox?
Yes, if we hit 5,000, and I thought it was an impossible goal, but yeah, we're getting close. So if we hit 5,000, I will sing. And fortunately, though, I was not foolish enough to say, you know, I'll sing whatever somebody else chooses. I'm choosing my own damn song.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Jess is in charge of that.
Oh, no, she's not. I made this challenge upon myself.
You didn't read the fine print. Yeah. Jess is in charge of music. So, I mean, ask Sakari, ask me. I know personally. So, guess what, buddy? Time for you to sing. Let's go, man. Let's get it on, guys.
Yeah. I will definitely not be singing Let's Get It On.
Yeah. Oh, that even works better. I'm going to suggest that Jess.
I've told you, Jess is not in charge of anything.
Yeah, you say that. You say that like you actually have a choice.
I do have a choice.
Choices matter, but not in this case. So again, what was the date on that, Mox?
December 10th, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, and also check Curling Run Radio's Twitter, my personal Twitter, Mox's Twitter, and the UA Guild Twitter, at UA Guilds. Then be sure to check out any information and, of course, more of Mox's great movie posters. You'll be seeing those. So that will be a good time. So we'll be coming up in December. And also somebody mentioned about Porgs. The Porgs must end too. And I don't know if you guys have seen one of the latest trailers. We have figured out that Porgs are evil. There is some incantation the Porg is doing in the Millennium Falcon. Lucky for all of us that Chewbacca smacks the Porg before he could complete this incantation that would probably envelop all of the galaxy and dissolve us all.
An ancient Sith ritual. What are you doing interrupting it? I don't understand this.
Good job, Chewbacca. Good job. Hey, there's Avi. There she is.
Hey, we were just speaking about you and your 501st extra special viewing of the movie.
Yes. Where's our tickets?
I told JT that if he flew to the Netherlands that you'd take him as your date.
I don't have that kind of cash to fly to the Netherlands, man. I have to try to swim, maybe. Me swimming. That's a joke right there.
We should put some floaters on your chair, like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
See? There it is. Lindahl knows what's up. The Porg was doing the vitiate ritual. It's right there. He's with me, same wavelength. Thank you, Chewbacca, wherever you are. I'm just going to say that right now.
All right.
All right, buddy. Another great show, man.
I know. How did we go an hour and a half? We had almost nothing to talk about.
I know. We're just, it's our great chat, though. They kept us going. I have to
admit. Yeah.
You guys are awesome. You guys, I appreciate you guys all being in the chat today, sharing the show with us. And if you're new to the stream, definitely click on the follow button and check on the purple heart there so you know exactly when we go live with the notifications. It makes it so much easier because you never know when we might be doing another game stream, which during the holidays, I think we're going to do at least one, maybe.
Yeah, we definitely will probably do a game stream between Christmas and New Year's.
So
keep your eyes open for that.
Yeah. So click on the follow button so we know exactly when we will start streaming. Thank you, guys.
Please take a moment to leave us a positive feedback on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
If you'd like to contact us or have any questions or ideas for discussion topics, which Volk had one right there. I'm going to talk to you about that. Email us at CarillionRun@gmail.com. You can also follow us and find us on Twitter at CarillionRun. Feel free to follow our personal Twitter pages. Mine is at JT_Holonet and Mox is at Fort Worth Gym.
If you're on Facebook, like our Facebook page and or join our Facebook group. You can also leave a voicemail for us on our website, CarillionRun.com, or our Facebook page that could be featured on a future show. Speaking of future shows, join us for our regular time on December 16th for our next show. Yeah, we don't have any guests or anything lined up, but maybe we'll convince maybe Volk to come on the show.
I know, Volk had a great idea. He said for us to compare the rest of the updates in 2017, our thoughts compared to the rest of the updates.
I don't even remember anything past 5.6, backwards. So I might have to do some research if we do that. Yeah,
we're old.
Let's try to remember. But that might be good. Maybe we could twist Volk's arm into participating. So we'll see.
Totally would like that. That'd be great. We got the Godfather Switch on here. That'd be awesome. So,
finally, if you'd like to be a writer or submit content for our website, submit an email to us at CarillionRun@gmail.com.
That's going to wrap it up for us here at Carillion Radio. Thanks to all our fans, followers, and loyal listeners. You guys in the chat room have been amazing. And if you guys won, Savage and Sakari, stick around. We will definitely get you those cartel codes. And thank you guys for all the hosts and everything like that. And until next time, I'm Jason.
I'm Mox. May the Force be with you or keep those blasters by your side, kid.
You've been listening to Corellian Radio, a Star Wars World Public podcast. Tune in next time to hear Mox say,
"Where's the Exodus Caparo flashpoint?"
And transmission.